I'm going to be preaching to us this morning on help from above. Say to your neighbor, help from above. Now, I believe that this, again, sermon this morning is intentional. It's intentional because I've spoken to us about building our world through our words. And I did that one of the ways to have dominion. And a major way indeed to have dominion, you know, is through your words. And I want to hope and believe that we started doing that. I told us and I charge us and I beg us, I beseech us, in the name of the Lord, like Paul would say, go back and put together all those messages. I beseech you in the name of the Lord. Put all those messages together, listen to them as a message. And then use the second leg that I preached on last week, working for God. You know, God's call over your life. Get something that you are doing. Blessing will come again when you are in God's service. And I want us to listen to that and join it to what I'm going to preach this morning. Help from above. The intention is to us to see that when you are building, you know, I said to us, the profession of a Christian is confession. That is your work. That was what God did. And 7 days, the Bible says, he rested from all his labor. You know, and the labor that God did was building the world, you know, through his pronouncement, through his confession. And so when you are doing that, and I said to us last week, you remember the way they built the wall of Jerusalem. It talks about Nehemiah and his people, they were building with one hand, and then they carry, you know, the instrument of war using the other hand. And that was saying to us last week that, of course, you will be building through your words, and at the same time, you are serving the Lord. You are completing building. You know, so you're ready, and then you are giving your word. And then help will come from above. Praise God. You know, that's what I want us to see. That I want us to join those three messages together and let it be in your heart. When you are doing that, help, you know, will come from above. Hallelujah to Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 4, chapter 6 rather. That's what I say we should read from. 2 Kings chapter 6, a very familiar story that we know, but I want to bring out a thought from there very quickly. 2 Kings chapter 6. Are you there? Okay, so that means I'm the last to get there. 6:24. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in the land, and behold, they besieged it until an ass's head was sold for 4 score pieces of silver, 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, help me, help my lord, O king. Help, O king. And he said, if the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press? John chapter 5. John, the 5th chapter. 2-9. But I won't read all. John chapter 5. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. But an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepping, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? See verse 7. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, I will lift up my eyes to the east, from whence come I my help. My help cometh from the Lord. If we not sore from my foot to be moved.
You no slumber nor sleep.
For the Lord is my keeper, my
Lord is my shield.
Upon my right hand. My soul,
he won't forevermore.
Oh, my help, my help, my help, all of my help come from. The help of the Holy Spirit this morning, number one, to make us see that God is our help and our source. I want us to refocus, and I don't want us to redirect. I want you to settle in your heart the fact that God is your help and is your source. The person that you need to look up to this year, the person that you need to trust, is God and not man. I want us to know that God, listen to this, God is the help and God is the helper. The help we all need, you know, sometimes you think money is what you need. Sometimes we need position is what you need. Sometimes we need resources is what you need. But I want you to know that God is the help that you need. When you're actually thinking that it's money that you need. No, it's not money. It's God that you need. God is the answer to every question that you have. God is the answer to every challenge of life that you have. God is the answer to whatsoever is bothering you. I want you to decimate or reconcile the fact that no matter what they call the problem, even sickness, anxiety, poverty, lack of whatsoever, those are not the problem. The problem is the fact that God has not come upon the scene. The answer to the problem is what you think the answer is. The answer to every problem, to every malady, is God. When God comes upon the scene, that is the answer. When it comes upon the scene, he solves all the problem. He takes away the anxiety. He takes away the sorrow. He takes away the sickness. He brings healing along when it comes. The presence of the Lord is the solution that we all need. And so I want to say to you this morning that God is the help and God is the helper. Number two that I want us to know this morning as the objective of this thought is that men are the fingers of God. Men are not the helper. Men are the fingers. One of the challenges a Christian meets in life is the fact that we look up to men as the helper to the problem. And that is why some of us have started worshiping men. Some of us have started worshiping pastors. Some of us have started worshiping certain leaders. Some of us have started worshiping, you know, things that are not worthy, you know, worship. Because we thought we worship the people in power. We follow them. We bow to them. We don't want to offend them. Because they are uncles, they are brothers, they are big people, you know, because our focus is on them. You know, sometimes our focus is on things. Somebody says, you know, there's a business. The moment that business comes, then I'll be able to pay all my debts. You know, we focus on hardly things. Men are not the help that you need. And men are not the helpers, but men are the fingers of God. God will help you, you know, through men around you. God will help you through people in position. God will help you through nobodies. You are going to see that in the scripture. And so the second thing I want you to know, the first is God is the help and is the helper. The second thing is that men are not the helper. They are only fingers of God. Through the help comes. Number three that I want us to see preaching this message this morning is to help us to be able to respect relationships. Even though men are not the helper, but they are the fingers. And so we must learn to preserve relationship. We must learn to see relationship as divine. Some of us, we discard people too much. Some of us, we discard people, you know, easily. You know what the Bible says in the book of Peter? It says, honor the kings and honor all men. You know, one thing we do in our lives is we honor the king. We honor the big people. We honor the people that have the might. We honor the people that have control over our lives. We honor the people that pay our salary. We honor the people that give us job. We honor, you know, the so-called important people. But you know what we do? We dishonor, you know, relatively young people, poor people, people that has no direct bearing over your life. But you know what the Bible is instructing here? He said, what you give to the king, give to all men. If you give honor to the king, give honor to all men. So what the king desires, the Bible is instructing us, is what an ordinary man desires. And so the objective, number three, is to help us to relate well with people around us. When I see people that you change friends, you change churches, you change alliances. I see people that are not loyal themselves. I see people that don't understand relationship. I preached to Ross, said to Ross before, how people around me will be relating for 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. That is instructive. You must know how to handle men. Even though men are not God, but men are the fingers of God. I say this to people. When you have the favor of God, God will cause you to have the favor of men. One of the signs to know that God loves you is when he gives you people. That's one of the ways you know. And so you must know how to relate with people. Some of us are so bad at relating with people. And through that we miss that blessing. I'm going to show us in the scriptures. Through that we miss a lot in terms of positioning, in terms of favor, in terms of the plan of God for our lives. To execute the purpose of God for your life, God will put men strategically. God was saying to the prophet, he said, now famine is in the land, but you go to a place where I'm going to get boys to give you food to eat. And after a while, he said, that place is going to dry up too, but there's a woman I prepare for you. I thought the woman that God would have prepared for a prophet should be the Queen of England. I thought the woman that would have prepared, you know, should be a senator. But God said, I prepare a widow. Can you understand the wisdom of God? Mercy amongst us. We look at widows as nobody. We look at that guy that is wearing slippers as nobody. We look at that guy that cannot speak English as nobody. I was talking to a group of informal sector people. I said, you guys, you cannot deceive me. Even though you said that tomato, you said yams. I said, you are richer than civil servants. I said, money day your pockets. I said, some of your children, even though you can't speak English, but some of your children in abroad, some of you, you go do holiday. When you come back, you'll be selling your tomato. People come to your door, say, Mama, I got new song. Those people that say kill enter, they don't know the way to Muritala Mohammed Airport. That woman has visa to Canada. That woman has visa to UK that you call Mama Alata. You know, some of us, we mess them up. We talk to them anyhow. You know? Because we can walk by and but believers, we should be wiser. We should be wiser the way we relate with people around us. He said, I prepare a widow. Praise God. You know that the way God does things is this. God is deliberate in coming upon the saints so that the wise will know that glory goes back to him. You know it's possible to give glory to the Queen of England when Queen of England blesses you. You say, she has the wherewithal. Choba, bless me, kilo fetch. You know, some of us, we have that attitude. We have this sense of entitlement relating with people. I say, brafe me, won't you pass off for me? 20 naira. She ain't more deserved, Lord, when he shall be shesako pastor. You know, some of us, we do that way to people because we look at them, we size them up, and we think that we deserve better. But the way God works, he doesn't want you to have a sense of entitlement. You know, when we are going to read the story of Naaman very soon, when God was going to come upon the scene and heal Naaman, Naaman was a conqueror of armies, of lands, of people, of territories. But when God was going to heal him, he said, there's a certain prophet, go and see him. He thought that he was going to Banana Republic. He thought he was going, you know, to Alalubosa. But on the way, he found out that Labo and he called the chariots, the leader of the chariots, you know, the convoy. He called his chief security officer. He said, but we are going to see a prophet. That's the way direction are going. There are a lot of gallops in this place. This road is not hard. Are you sure we are the right? The CSO said we are on the road, sir. And even when he got there, Kofi Wole. Some of us are blessings are in the hand of the people that you've been rude to. The people that have you discountenance. You call them non-entities. I want to help us to better that this morning. The objective of this preaching is to make us to see that with air from above, we can recover and we can gain. When you receive divine help, let me say this to us. Okay, I'll get there. Don't let me go ahead of myself. But the objective is to make you to see that when help comes from above, forget about what you lost. Forget about what the devil had done. You are still talking about what the devil has done because help has not come. When the help comes, you will recover. You know, when God was going to help David, when he was going to help, is it David? He said, can I go? Yes, David. When everything was stolen, everything was taken away from him. And he wept and wept and wept and wept. You continue to weep when help has not come. And God said, follow. He said, help is coming your way. He said, follow. He said, you will recover her. That's when help comes. And that's one of the things I want you to see this morning, preaching this message. And lastly, the objective of preaching this morning is to help us to see the danger of seeking help in wrong places. This year, I want you to quit seeking help in wrong places. Some of us we become slaves of the world because we are going to wrong places to seek help. We are going to wrong places, you know, to seek assistance. You know what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah? It says, woe to them. When you seek help in wrong places, you're actually bringing curse over your life. Genesis 26:12. Let me begin to get into the meat of the message. That's just for you to be able to focus. So the deliverable of this message is what I just given you. So you have at the back of your mind, why is pastor preaching? You know what he's preaching this morning. Those are the objectives. Genesis 26. And I want us to see this. This is a tonic that I want you to see as you run this year. I said that you will reconcile this sermon with all that I preached in the past weeks. Genesis 26:12. See what the Bible says. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year an hundredfold. He saw in the land and he received in that same year an hundredfold. Now, what the Bible is saying here is just a principle that God has set in motion. Law of sowing and reaping. When you sow, you are bound to reap. That's the way God has put it. When you sow, you are bound to do what? You are bound to reap. And I want you to know that that law, you know, is true to everybody. Whether you're a believer, whether you're not a believer. Because it's a law that God has set in motion. So, listen, therefore, if you sow and you do not reap, it's a curse. If you labor and you don't harvest, it's a curse. Because your life is running contrary to the law of nature. Sowing and reaping is law of nature. It does not matter whether you are in Nigeria. It does not matter whether you are in the UK. Anywhere you find yourself, there's law of sowing and reaping. And the intention of God is to reap hundredfold. So, God has set in motion the law of sowing and reaping, and that affects all. But there's something that is different, and that is the next thing. He sowed in the land, and he reaped hundredfold. Now, see, and in other words, on top of sowing and reaping, there's an additional thing. The additional thing is what I'm preaching to you this morning. That additional thing is the help of God. The Bible says, and the Lord blessing. The blessing of the Lord is not for every soul. That's what I want you to get this morning. The blessing of the Lord is not for everybody. Law of sowing and reaping is for everybody. When you sow, you must reap. You might reap 100-fold, you might reap 80-fold, you might reap 70-fold, but when you sow, you have to reap. If you did not reap, or you are not reaping, you know, in line with what you are sowing, then you need to go for deliverance. But one thing that is unique with the people of God, children of God, is, and the Lord bless it. It is the blessing of the Lord that brings prosperity. It is the blessing of the Lord that brings the change that we all expect. What you're expecting this year will come not by sowing and reaping, but by the blessing of the Lord. When the Lord blesses the work of your hand, then you become a prosperous person. When the Lord blesses your thoughts, you know, our confession talks about divine ideas. Divine idea is a product of God's help. Divine innovation It's a product of God's help. You might be selling what everybody is selling, but there's a divine idea that comes. You begin to sell it in a way that is the same thing they are selling, you are selling. But God gives a divine idea, a supernatural help. You add something to the way you are selling. And then there's breakthrough. There's a divine innovation that comes. And then there's a breakthrough. I've spoken to Ross here about somebody, a tailor. You know, they modernize it. It's a fashion designer. Tailor is tailor. One geisha, one super cone, one little whatever. One low. But this tailor, almost everything she sews goes abroad. Almost everything. So in a shop, I always see, what's the company that carries things? DHL. It's DHL. They come in, they go out, they come in, because she sews for people abroad. And so my wife wanted to go there just to say, neighbor one in Nigeria petrol. And I said, I don't know. My wife is, she has this about neighbor, in my house too. And say, we haven't seen a neighbor. And leave your name. That was the way she was brought up. So, me, but I'm only neighbor. Yeah. You know, so let's patronize our neighbor. And she waits in there. You know, okay, for you're not going to buy. I don't want to go move on around 121. Oh, father, what's up? Money, you bought a fellow. You understand? You know why? Because she sells for people abroad. That was a God gave her that divine idea. Innovation. So she employed people. She, her office is a duplex. She employed people living there. There are a lot of fashion designers. Some, you know, Rashad Balek and Loshu. I get, I won't buy me Christmas, you won't look, as you go carry the iron shot your po. But some, every day, they understand that that is, and the Lord, when the Lord blesses the work of your hand, you'll be picking and dropping. Hey, Joma, you need to run show you. I let him move around. Okay, share draw, she may fall to read about. You understand? Because, I shall dollar kunle. Okay, do you understand that? You see, let me say this to you. When the Lord blesses a man, you don't need to live abroad, though. You can live in Nigeria and you are being paid in dollars. You don't get it? Thank you very much. You live in Nigeria. You are getting salary in dollars. You are getting salary in pounds. It will look better. When you live abroad and you get your dollars, oh, you have to see one Nigeria. In fact, we are better. Because abroad, if you do not pay your house rent by the end of the month, you say, hey, Josa, help me. Baby, by, you understand? I have this house rent now, I want to collect. They say, hey, o le da mi lona owo yen ti pe o le da mi lona sugbon won gba lowo mi edu osu mefa e get se wa so pe ki lokan mi pelu ile ode olona ni to ba mo pe pastor luluwe isin ba yo ni this pastor is not sensitive be lo yinbo ki lokan you want to go to hospital e ba mi ge bill yen ilo yinbo osanwo ti e wole. So when you are in Nigeria and you are having dollars pants, that is what God can do. And say, the Lord, he sowed and he reaped, and the Lord bless him. In our text, I want us to quickly see a thought there. And then I push some more. 2 Kings chapter 6. Isn't it? That's our text. I see 25. 2 Kings 6. And the Bible says in 26, the woman cried. He said, help my Lord, O king. The woman looked to the king. The king should have the wherewithal. I thought even if there's a famine in the land, like we have famine in Nigeria, at least sort of famine in Nigeria, but I don't think that famine gets to Aso Rock. They are still living, there's lights, whether Banhe or Banhem, there's light. But this situation, so this situation, the woman too was thinking, this is our king. Even though there's famine in the land, our king must still be having money. Our king must still be hitting very well. Our king must still be in control. And said, oh, help me, O king. Not only that, he thought, not only that he thought that the king has money, he still think that the king has wisdom to navigate the famine in Samaria. He thought the king, you know, has, you know, some wherewithal, some solution. He thought he has money. He thought he has connection. He thought he has wisdom, you know, to negotiate the challenge in the land. This is what the king said. He said, Madam, and this is instructive. Madam, say to your neighbor, Madam, say to another neighbor, honey, if the Lord, amen, if the Lord, can you see that? That's where I picked this topic from. If the Lord, if the Lord, in other words, help that you need is not from a king. Help that you need is not from a man. Help that you need is not from money. The king was able to say, "Help the Lord." You know what he's saying? He's saying, as a man, I am limited in helping. That's the first thing I want you to see. You know, most of the time we look to men for help. But you can see a man here that has a wherewithal. This man is not a poor man. This man is not a widow or a widower. This man is a king. But he's saying here that don't look up to a king. Don't look up to a man. One of the things I want to get into your spirit this morning is this. Take your focus from man. If you really, really want to hit the fruit of the land, if you want 2025 to be a year of blessing, take your eyes from man. Psalm 108:2. He said, give yourself from trouble. The psalmist, you know, was crying to God from his soul. He said, give us help from trouble. He said, for vain is the help of man. The summary of the help you get from a man that is not sent to you from God is vanity. That's what the Bible says. The help that you will get from a man or a woman that is not sent from God is vanity. It's a vain is the help of a man. Genesis chapter 40 verse 14. You remember Joseph who wrote Allah, you know, for a prisoner like him. You know, and he said, what's the meaning of the dream? And said, this is the meaning of the dream. This is the meaning. When you see the king, this is what you say. This is what you say. And he rounded it up. And he upset God. He said, when you get there, please, oh, don't forget me. In other words, Joseph that had been heard by God all the while. Go and read the story of Joseph. From the time that was captured, and the Bible, every redemption, go read it. The Bible said, for the Lord was with him. So, when they wanted to sell him, they wanted to kill him. I said, don't kill, let's make money. The Bible said, for the Lord was with him. And then when they put him, you know, in the pits, and then he come out again, the Bible said, for the Lord. In other words, they were doing all those things, and God was delivering him, not because men were with him. The people that should be with him were not with him. His siblings should be with him. The people that should be with you in trouble are your brothers and your sisters. Your senior brother, your younger brother. But in this case, they were not with him. God has always been with him. And like somebody hangs at the BBC in the morning for a short while. It looks like it was, even though the Lord was with him, but he thought that Iyaipo, Iyaipo, Oluwa,
Iya yi ma po oju re da o wa gba mi la oko ranti mi o. You understand that? It was like, God, where's your face? And for that moment, we all get there in life. Verge of God coming through for you, but you change your direction. But the Bible says there, when he said that, he said what he should not say. You know, I've talked to us about words. He said what he should not say. He said, when seemingly harmless. There's nothing wrong in what he said, but everything is wrong for a man that is looking up to God. He said, when you get there, please do not forget me. He puts his hope in man. And the Bible says vanity. And so that the word of the Lord will come to pass. That servant said everything that Joseph said, except to say, and he can look to Ashiri from you. And for 2 years, Joseph was forgotten. He had an opportunity, but he messed it up. Many times we messed up our destiny. We messed up, you know, manifestation. Because you're taking your hope away from God, your eyes away from God, and you put the focus in man. That was what he was saying here. He said, if the Lord do not help you, in other words, for a man to help you, the Lord has to help you. For the Lord to help you, for a man to help you, there must be a manifestation of God's help. If the Lord do not help you, from whence shall I help you? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress? Three areas we look for help. You can see it in this response. And for you to say like that, you know, because you say that, Pastor, kill and so, okay, let me tie that. Isaiah chapter 31. So I've come back, so I tie it. No, because you need to confirm, you know, the word of God using under relevant scriptures. Isaiah 31. See what the Bible says here. It says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. They've gone to a land for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. So you can see three areas we all look for help. We look for help in a land. And that's why we have jackpot syndrome now. We look for help in a land. We look for help in things. And I want to put things here as money. And we look for help in men. Isaiah 31, you can see those 3 points there. You go to a land. You trust in chariots. That's money, resources. It's only rich people that have chariots. Praise God. They understand poor people will walk. They will use Batamose. Do you understand that? Chariots and then horsemen. See here what the Bible is saying. Our text, 2 Kings chapter 6. He said, where will I be able to help you? If the Lord does not help you, me, I cannot help. Barn floor is talking about storage. That's talking about finances. We trust the money a lot. You know, we say money answereth everything. We trust in money or the wine press. Wine press is common in a certain land. Those are the three areas we all look for help. And say, I want to travel abroad. We had, you know, the testimony of somebody that tried for 10 years. Looking at me this morning are people that are still trying. I know people that have tried twice and they barred her twice. Because you know the way we think. We think that our salvation is in another land. I don't mind going to some other lands, but be sure that God has rerouted your address to that land. But God, because God that has brought you here knows why you were born here, you were created here, you are located here. So when you need to relocate, there must be a conversation between you and God. And God will say, okay, I've changed your address to that place. You go down when you go to a place that God has not changed your address to. And that says, warn to them that go down to Egypt. You must show that God has rooted your address. So we seek help in land, foreign lands. This day, people will say, I want to go anywhere except Nigeria. I see people going to Afghanistan. We have people say, trying to go to Syria. People, you know, some of us don't listen to news. We don't know anything. So when you say, those people that always deceive you and collect 30 million for you, you want to go abroad. Most of them, UK. U.S. President, I want be honest. But I want to be easy. Can wow, Syria, Afghanistan, Iran. You understand? Gaza. Oh, more like Gaza. Oh, fine. Emma ba mi she Gaza. Authority on it. My geography. Commandant Shelley, log by you. Ba Korea rare. I know somebody that came to beg. He said, sir, my son just got admission into medical school in Russia and which country are fighting now? Ukraine. Got admission to Ukraine. I said, ma, emigrant anywhere, ya in low way, omami, o sin lo nyibo. I'm going to be by long, mami, we mina, mon kao, ko wo school fees in one journey. Eye ganki ni grade level, yina, madam, te ba ti kuo mi bayi. Again, Emma lo toro wo lo weyan mo fun school fees omo yin o Emma gbo omo yin laye lowo o ose keji ni Ukraine ati Russia bere si ja. We seek help in lands, but help is not in any land except the land that God has ordered you to go. We seek help in money. And I'm sure all of us, you said it. If I had 10 million now, my problem is solved. If I have, 20 million now, my help is solved. The person you are talking to, 50 million has passed through his hand, his help has not been solved. Safety is not in money. Safety is not in men. Genesis chapter 47, 15. You know what the Bible says about money? He said, the time money failed in the land of Egypt. There was a period money was failing. Do you understand that? You have money, but money was not bringing results. You have money, but money was not giving solution. The help you need is not in man. The help you need is not in money. The help you need is not in man. The help that we need is in God. Psalm 33:20. You can project or we go there. I want you to write these scriptures down. Even if we cannot read everything, go back home, and study them. Psalm 33, verse 20. And see what the Bible says. It says, our soul waited for the Lord. Do you see that? We've been talking about waiting. Our soul waits for the Lord. You know why? Because it's our help. I said to you the other time, God is the helper and is the help. He said, for he is our help. Praise God. Money is not the help. Man is not the help. The land is not the help. You can remain in Nigeria and God shows up for you and you have a Goshen in Nigeria. You can be in the U.S. God does not show up for you. We gather ticket for you to come back home. He said, God is our help and our refuge. Psalm 46, verse 1. I like this. I underline from verses 1 to 4 in my Bible. God is our refuge. He's our strength. A very present help. I like that. A very present help. A very present help. Look at me. If I want to write this in 2025 edition, I will say is the help on the go. Is our help. Very. When you are about to get embarrassed, it shows up. When you are about to go down, it shows up. You may not see him all the way. That's why it's the help on the go. When you don't see him, it's because the pressure is not yet much. Listen to me this morning. Some of us are upset. God, are you looking at me? It's because the pressure is not much yet. He know you can still bear it. And say, God, where is your face? Oluwa ojureda o. Mama, je come on re. Go shegbe o babarire. Do you understand that? No. See, bear. When God sees that you are about to go down, when God sees that embarrassment is about to come your way, when God sees that the trouble is about to overwhelm you, that is when the help will come. The help is God. And when he's coming with the solution. God is our refuge. He's our strength. A very present help. A very present help. The type you need, in the quantum that you need it, at the time that you need it. The type, the amount, and at the time. That's a very present help. That's what the Bible says about God. It's the help that you need, and at the right time. And that's what the Bible says, therefore, because I've reckoned that is the help that I need, and it will come at the right time, therefore, I will not be afraid. When I see the heart is being removed, and I see that petrol is not available, thank God things are getting better in Nigeria. And I see that Naira has refused to come down. And I see that they are sacking people. And I see that they are not paying for businesses. You know, though the heart be removed, the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, I see running. I see problem running. Oh. Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river. Aha. There is a river. There is a river. The stream thereof shall make glad the city of God. God is the help that you need. Psalm 124, verse 8. And see again what the Bible talks about God. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Do you see that? Our help is not in the name of a man. Our help is not in a connection. Our help is not in anything. The Bible says when you call upon the name, when you're in trouble, you call upon the name. Don't forget to call upon the name in trouble. Don't call the name of your father in trouble. You know, some of us, when you're in trouble, the first person you call is, let me quickly call the pastor. The other person you come is your uncle in places of power. And that's why you call them, they don't pick. That's why they call them and say, don't worry, I'll get back to you in 10 minutes. They never get back to you. You know why? Because you redirected the source of help. But when you call upon God in the day of trouble, When you call upon God, God will say, "God, Brani, because what you need a solution, I put in Brani's hand." God said to the prophet, he said, "Prophet, don't worry, there's going to be famine in the land, but I prepared ravens. I prepared birds." Some of us, we don't know. We can't grasp the depth of the wisdom and the reasoning of God. He said, "It's birds that are prepared." You know why? I can trust God in time of famine. Man, in time of famine, whatever I say, go and give to the prophet. You'll get some genie. But birds, they will just do what I ask them to do. Birds will bring food in the morning. Birds will bring food in the evening. Can you comprehend that? And birds say, koni follow, bitio yo follow. Birds say, koni ha, si window ni window. Birds say, you know what, ni ye makbao. He said, "I prepare ravens. They will bring food. And then there's water." So when he brings to you salad, he said, "Make Coca-Cola from the river." He can bring to you in the evening shawarma. And then make cafe. Make cafe from the river. In the morning, he will bring pap and sugar and meat, and then take whatever from the river. He said the table. Can I say something to you? In every trouble we find ourselves, there's still a table that the Lord has prepared for you. In every trouble of life, if you look unto God, that's when you see it. But when you are troubled, in trouble, and you blame people in trouble, you say, "That's the cause of my trouble." See, ba se pe ko mowo yen wa ore yen o da mi. You see, that's all the things we say, trouble. But in trouble, you know what the Bible says? He said, "We call upon the name of the Lord." When you call upon the name of the Lord, the table will appear. Have you seen some scientific film before? You know, it's something we just come from the ground. You know, all this kiffing. You come from the ground, you just come out. It's instructive. You see, when I watch those things sometimes, I watch it with my spiritual eyes. The same thing God does. When you call upon the name of the Lord, table will come. Table will come to you from the deserts. Devil will not come from plenty. So that we say that I'm on my power and bend now. God will make the table to come from the deserts. And after a while, God said to the prophet, he said, "Prophet, I'm done with the board." I said, "Because there's famine." He said, "This water too will dry up. But don't worry." That is about people that call upon the name of the Lord. Don't call upon the name of men. He said, "Don't worry. You are going to leave this place." You know, I talk about location. Blessings are tied to location. Be sure you are where God wants you to be. He said, "You are going to leave this location. I'm going to change your address. I'm giving your address to the boats." And that's why they never missed, because they know where they are going to. Number 7, King's Drive. They know where they are going to. So they will not miss it. I said, "But now I'm going to change your address. You stayed here. I want you to go out. There's a time to stay. There's a time to go." He said, "Now you will go out. And then there's a widow in Sarephath that are prepared. You just go there." Obedience is critical to help of God. Address here now, Nina. He's a widow. Prophet in it. The woman that I've been prepared to. The woman said, "I've been expecting you." He said, "I've been expecting you." Along so by Listen to me. When the Lord uses you as an helper, you'll be a blessing. You'll be blessed and you'll be a blessing. God intended to bless the woman too in the time of famine. And the way God was going to bless the woman, I'm sure the woman too had been praying somewhere. The woman too had been trusting somewhere. And when God was going to bring her blessing was the little that she has. There's somebody too that I want to bless. Can you see God connecting destinies? That's why I was talking about learning how to preserve relationship. Learning how to preserve relationship. It's the same God that works in all to be a blessing to all. God was going to bless the widow. God is blessing the prophets. And so God allowed the two of them to meet. Listen, what is important to the two of them is obedience. The prophet could say, "Oh Lord, kilo de mi o fe jade mi by now. Kilo shele pelu revin. Mi o lo." The woman too can say, "Ah, Baba, this one I just want to eat and die now." And say that somebody should come. Obedience is key in the heaven bringing help our way. And when he got there, he said, "God said my food is here." And the woman too said, "Yes, your food is here." And he said, "But where I was coming from, I eat and I drink." So enyan me enyan she me pe and so I'm going to, okay, God has told me I must prepare. I say, come. Did God tell you this too? She listened. The prophet was full, and the woman had more than abundance. There's a way that you can be plenteous in famine. There's a way you can live within famine and famine does not reach your abode. There's a way you can be plenteous in the midst of need. There's a way you can receive war continuously where they are turning people back. There's a way you can receive double promotion. The way you can get that done is to look unto God. The Bible says they cry to God because God is a helper. Our help is in the name of the Lord. When you have a need for help, what he's saying is this: don't cry the name of the pastor, cry the name of God. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Let me begin to round up. 2 Kings chapter 5. It's a very short message, isn't it? 2 Kings chapter 5. Praise God. You better don't cough so much so that I won't say continue to cough. Is she what the Bible says here? Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Mighty man, but a leper. Verse 2, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. So this maid had no direct contact with Naaman. But this maid said unto her mistress, "Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy." An absolute statement. The maid could not even go to Naaman. The maid is a glorified name for a slave. A slave. But look at me this morning. So that you can begin to respect relationship and every man that comes your way. That lady was a captive of war. And there are many ladies captive of war. So the first question I want you to ask yourself this morning: why was that maid directed into Naaman's family? Why did she not go into another family? She was the help that Naaman need at that point in time. So she had to go to that house. And she went to the woman. I don't know the master, but I know the master is a great man, but leprous. He will not say my mouth smells. I know somebody back in our city. The captivity of that time, one of the plans of God was to help Naaman. I know a man. Oh, listen, you need to get this. That maid should not be the one giving wisdom for the healing of Naaman. Did you think about it? You don't get it. She should be a bitter person. She should be a sorrowful person because she was dislodged from her country. And this Naaman that led the war, lives have been destroyed, property have been destroyed, and she came here. She's actually a woman, a maid that should be looking for a way to poison Naaman. You don't get what I'm preaching this morning. There's a way bitterness will destroy your destiny. There's a way unforgiveness will destroy your destiny. You don't get it. After Naaman got healed, do you think that that maid will remain a maid? Do you think that she remained a slave? Her destiny has changed forever. But she had a choice. You said all those things before to people that you think he treated you, maltreated you, cheated you, robbed you of certain things. You wish them evil. The ones you haven't wished evil, you are no longer talking to them. Let everybody be drinking their gari. Oh, gari, maybe no gari now. You said those before. But when you are saying it, actually, you are putting sand in your own gari. The hair that God prepared for Naaman was not a big person. The help that God prepared for Naaman even was not a mighty man in other land. So when they were going, he carried everything, all the regalia. He thought he was going to meet Baba Oyedepo, for example. He thought he was going to meet Baba Kubuyi, for example. He thought he was going to meet a big person. But the trouble was, Naaman conquered all land. When he said, but there's a prophet. You know, the maid said, there's a prophet. Even the maid did not mention the name of the prophet. So, Naaman has scanned all around. Address on for me, he go popular. Go alara, I want cream de la cream. Go alara, I want VIPs. And that's why the maid said, if my master, because the maid knew that he was sending the master to an ordinary person. Like I said to you the other time, the way to the prophet house was rough. Who wants to go to prophet house? And so when they got there, the house was so bad that Naaman could not go in. Naaman stayed outside. He wanted the prophet to come out. He lay yenru lo to tobari enu eti dawale. It's not a five story. It's not a bandakwa. I won't let them call. It's not a complex. It's not a smart house. I like that. It's not a smart house. Do you understand? It was just an ordinary house. Boya bamboo gan lo antai. You know the door. You have to go like this to go in. And the prophet said that I can't go in. Let him come out. Ah, the prophet ni go Yahweh. Lord, can you Bible one be? Ah, are you Yahweh? I want to help you, sir, to come out. So the prophet, you know what the prophet said? I suppose that because the man was a proud leper. Do you get what I mean? Some of us, we are like that. Most likely was going to tell him, you know, to go to dance swimming pool. But because he said, I can't enter. The prophet said, I'm going to show you. Go to Gege River. Shebi, you don't want to come to my house. So, I've redirected the help to Gege River. As well as I say, sir, Monica, Lord, Gege River, Obinu, go and read that story. It's a story that you can imagine. It's a story that you can do, that you've done before. Obinu, turn around. Unlock Kutuba, 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 Kutuba. And God used another servant. You know, God did not use another great man. God used another servant. He said, excuse me, sir. He stopped the entourage. Nehemiah was very upset. Who gave the order? And the man, oh, do balebai. And he rubbed baffin or bampa. He said, my king, but if the prophet has said we should go into this kind of river, will you have gone or not? God used the servant to show him igberago pani ogani man. So you didn't want to go because it was Gege River Jordan. Have you ever been to River Jordan? When you go to Jerusalem, go to River Jordan. It's one of the worst rivers you can ever go. Gbogbo nto ti ku inu e lo wa. Ko so pe lo fowo kan o. He said that go and bath. Because you don't know Jordan, that's why I make you to remember Gege omo Ibadan wo lo wa nbi e mo Gege. Gbogbo odo ti ile aye inu Gege lo wa. He said go and bath there. It's not baptism, oh. She make baptism. I can't do it. I tell you, he said, "Go lo lu eba." In fact, social media. One brother, one be. Go lo lu we ni nu eba. You understand what I mean? But she for the cook be. Lo face motor say he. Lo, that's the condition. The maid was the person God used. Pride was going to kill him. You know, most of the time, pride has diverted help away from us. Pride has taken help away from some of us. You have to say hello to somebody. You have to say good morning to somebody. You know, yeah, I want to say, go kill me, me no ki. You know, we do that. Because you are older. Money of you all so pay or make kiri rogodo kokoma kiagba. Go see now. Tell me where it is. I've told us before, when you go abroad, or in both people, money, we do go to your answer. And you can kick down below. Mwiki mba to jack bear, then roll your body, and me go on your passport. So when you go abroad now, you know, and then when you grip on yibo, you say good morning. Oh, wa gba go joko oni ko ti da mi lo ibi ni wa oyinbo ti break that to rira oyinbo say money o ti lon ti it's not wait ibo fe gba egbe whatsapp ele to gbe gugu bag elomi o go nje le oga lowo yo gbe en omo ise lowo yo gbe oyinbo bag e lo ti fa lo be here. Pride kills us on nothingness. We are leprous and we are still proud. Call upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord will show for you. Let me read the last scriptures. Look unto God, and we come for you. I want us to read this together, that you know. 121, the book of Psalm. And I'll be done. I beg you, servant of God. I beg you, children of God. Let 121, the book of Psalm, be your focus this year. Men and the fingers of God But don't make men God in your life. Don't even make your pastor, me, yeah, God in your life. I'm careful to say that to all my children. Don't make me God. Don't destroy me. When you make a man God in your life, you want to destroy the person. You remember the king that worms ate? Have you seen that before? God did not kill him. Worm hurt him alive. Chetiriri. Doctor Eba Miso, disease on here. One thing, Loruku Edeni. Alive. And worm started hitting a king up. You know, it's when you die, one will come. But this one, lie ye. That's what God can do. When you place man in position of God in your life, I want us to be focused this year. Let God be God and let all men be liars in your life. Let God lead men to you. Don't leave yourself to men. Let God direct you to men. Don't allow men to direct you to God. You focus on God. Look unto God. Believe God for everything. Before you talk to a man, please talk to God first. And let the man you are talking to be an answer to your talk with God. That's the way I want us to say. As you are building your destiny using the words, and you are busy serving the Lord, so also be looking unto God for manifestation. Can we please rise together? Carry your Bibles and turn to Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Made heaven and earth. What he's saying is this. Is the Lord that has everything in control. And the Lord that has provision for everything. That's why I put it there. The Lord which made heaven and earth. And see what he started saying. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade. Upon my right hand, the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He will preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. We are going to read this together. I want this to be your song. You will see here. Look at me. When you go back home, go and sit down and read 121. Three things you will see here. You will see here a resolution. You will see here a conclusion. Like I've said to you this morning, men have disappointed David. Lands have disappointed David. Money, materials, properties. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. That was an attitude. Do you understand? That was an attitude that he adopted. That was a stance that he took. I will lift up my eyes. In other words, anytime I need help, I will not look down. Anytime I need help, I will not look sideways. I will not look at my equal. You know, the Elenara like me, he said, I will look up. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Number two, he spoke about his faith that help will come. He said, my help comes from the Lord. Number three that you see here, he talks about what his help can do. Three contents. This help, this is what he can do. And you see, when he was chronically the things the help will do, he covers everything. He covers the help will show up in the night. He covers the help will show up during the day. He covers that the help will be around in trouble. He covers about the fact that, you know, on my side, the help will there. He will preserve from evil. A resolution, a faith, and a declaration. That's what I want your son to be this year. Can we read the place together? I'm sorry I spent time, but that's the way the Lord wants you to go. 1, 2, can we go? I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shepherd. Upon my right hand, the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out, my coming in, from this time forth, and even forever. Come and shout hallelujah. Come and shout hallelujah. Come and shout hallelujah. Come and put your hands together for the Lord. Amen.